This is the second of the poems about my father. This one was written after he died. And it's one of those poems that is inspired by an actual incident. I remember being a department chair at Mount Olive High School. And I picked a day there to wear these shoes. And one of the things that happened that day is I was in the principal's office with another department chair, and we had a meeting of some nature, and we were all sitting alongside of the desk, as was the principal's wont. She never liked to sit in back of her desk. And crossed my legs. My colleague noticed my shoes and said, "Why are you wearing those old man's shoes?" I remember telling him they were my father's shoes, and this was the first time I had ever worn them. He knew my father had died. It hadn't been that long ago. And so we felt kind of bad about that. I felt good about it for some reason. I never lived with my father. Today I'm wearing my father's shoes, gray McGregor casuals with Velcro straps. They were given to me when he died. He stored them in shoe trees and kept neatly in a landscaped closet. I'm afraid that when I take them off, they'll get thrown into my pile with a stray tie that slipped down in wrinkles and disuse. I want to feel different in my father's shoes. Maybe I will asthmatically become a golfer or acquire a knowledge of how to fix jukeboxes. I search my arm, but the tattoo of his name has not appeared. There should be some connection to these shoes. I made a ceremony out of not putting them on until I was ready. I handled the smooth leather and admired the clean soles. Damn it, Dad. Nope, nothing there. Another gravestone that doesn't talk back. I made up a story to tell his wife about how I felt the first time that I wore them. She looked confused and said, "Isn't that strange? He never got to put them on."